Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
2 Kings chapter 4 is our main scripture for today. Verse 18 to verse 24, and then we'll read verse 27. I'm going to tell you a few things. Are we in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18? And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. That's a message for another day. But let nothing die on your knees in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have carried alive, let it stay alive in your hand. Lord, don't let anyone kill what was living before. Business that was alive, you saw it. It was feeding you. It was doing everything. But in your very eyes, it is dying. The Bible says, he sat on her knees. The death started when the boy started shouting, my head, my head. That was where the death started. And I pray for every visitation of evil in your life. Let it be removed now in the name of Jesus. What will kill you in 10 years' time that is starting now? I command that thing to die now. It will kill you in 10 years' time, but it's starting now. It will afflict you in 2 years' time. It's starting now. I pray for you. If your right hand is lifted above your head, that whatever it is that has found its way into your life and will affect your tomorrow, let it be removed now in the name of Jesus. You don't know how to shout amen. I know you can do it louder than that. I'd like you to repeat after me, oh God. Shout and say, oh God. Every good thing in my life, every good thing in my family, every good thing around me shall not die. Did you say it shall not die? No. It doesn't matter who wants it dead. It will not die. If it is good, it will stay alive. It will stay alive for you. But you see where I'm going is the next line. The Bible says, and the child died right on her knees. This is where the journey began. And she went up. Everybody say, went up. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. And shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, you can say one of the cars, that I may run to the man of God. That's Johnny. Everybody say Johnny. Can I hear you shout Johnny? That I may run to the man of God and come again. And the husband said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. We have days we used to visit church. Either Wednesday or Sunday. Why do you want to go on Monday? I mean, let's wait till Wednesday. You know, we are religious people. Why do you want to go now? It is neither Sabbath nor new moon. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass. In other words, she put fuel in her car, serviced the engine, and said to the driver, drive and go forward. May God give you drivers that can only drive forward and not backward. Because there are some drivers that only drive on reverse gear. When you enter their vehicle, you are going back. He said to the driver, drive. Today, in the name of Jesus, whatever is driving your destiny, I give that thing an order. Drive. 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 Because we are about to embark on a journey. Drive. I don't know why you entered your car and the car refused to drive. This car driving me to destiny. She said, drive. And go forward. Make sure that on this journey you don't go backward. And she also said, slack not thy riding for me. She said to the driver, make sure that you don't consider me. Don't be emotional. Don't be sentimental. This journey is an important journey. Drive! When I mess up, deal with me. Drive. Don't look at me and say, let me be careful. Drive! Slack not thy riding for me, except I'm the one that is asking you to do so. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, verse 27, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to behave. How unfun or prince or any of my pastors will behave if you come too close. Gehazi came. And the Bible said to thrust her away. And said, leave my man of God alone. And the man of God said, let her alone. For her sakes. And the Lord had hid it from me and had not told me. When she got to the place of destiny, she became wild. She became crazy. She said like Anna, if you don't give me a son, I won't leave this temple today. She became wild. Gentleness disappeared because she was in her destiny place. This has got to happen. Or else, I don't know what will happen. And we know the rest of the story. Now, from this scripture, we are going to look at what you need to know, what you need to do, what you need to avoid whilst on destiny journey. Remember this woman, as soon as the boy died, she took the boy and placed him on the bed of the man of God, and she was about to embark on a journey. First, take note of this. Number one, whilst on destiny journey, foundation is everything. Everybody say foundation. Verse 20 and verse 25 of 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 20 and verse 25. The Bible says, and when the child died, she took him and brought him, verse 20 to verse 25. All right. Brought him to his mother. He sat on her knees till noon and then died quickly, verse 21. And the woman, this is the foundation, she went up. My prayer for you is that when things begin to mess up your life, you will know how to travel up. Because some people are going down for help. The problem is actually coming from down, and you are going to where the problem is coming from. She went up. Somebody say, I will go up. Now, this is where foundation matters. What do you know when you are facing challenge? She went up and laid the boy on the bed of the man of God. That bed was a bed that she arranged many years ago. Foundation. The Bible says in Psalms 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When I talk about foundation in this context, I'm talking about, what do you know about the journey? What energy have you acquired for the journey? What is your building block? Notice that when the child died, that woman didn't raise an alarm like some of us would have done to draw sympathizers, enemies, and well-wishers. No, she didn't raise an alarm. Hey!
child, my only child that I waited for all my life. Finally, God, is this how wicked you are? No, she didn't raise an alarm. She carried the boy and said, I know where to take you to. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. She carried him and said, let me take him to where I was taught how to deal with this kind of business. Not even her husband was aware that his boy was dead. Because there are some people you don't bring into the matters of destiny until the matter is settled. She carried the boy. Do you have a bed to put your problems on? Do you have a place to take your challenges to? Have you prepared a bed? Have you acquired the knowledge that will push you up when Satan wants to get you off the track? She took the boy and said, this bed, who knows whether it was for such a time as this that I brought you into this house and placed the boy there. What is your building block? What do you know? You come to church, but in your time of challenge, where do you run to? People leave church and go to witch doctors. People leave church and go to native doctors. Do you know the foundation? Where do I need to run to when matters are too difficult for my brain? I want to go up. She laid the boy there on the bed of the man of God. The Bible says she shut the door and went out. Listen to me. This woman was a Shunammite. She didn't read the Bible cover to cover, but at least she had Bible sense. Bible sense to know what to do. The reason for many collapse in destiny is faulty or wrong foundation. You don't just do stuffs because others are doing them. You must ask yourself, what is the basis for my action? Have a foundation. And the foundation should be the knowledge of the word of God. I want you to begin to make up your mind that henceforth, when challenge shows up in your life, in your business, in your finances, the first consultation you will make is with divinity. First, I will go to God. You know many times that we come to God last when others have failed. And God will say, if you came on time, you would not have spent all the money you have spent. Imagine the woman with the issue of blood. If she went to Jesus from day one, she wouldn't have needed to stay 12 years losing blood. But she first went to her foundation, how she was brought up. When something happened, run to native doctor. That's how she was brought up. That was her foundation. And so she ran to medical doctors. When medical doctors fell, she ran to native doctors. When native doctors fell, she ran to spiritual houses. When all her money was finished, she said, now, I will go to where I don't need to spend money. After all, I don't even have the money to spend again. I will just use my faith. If I touch the hem of his garment, my issue will be a thing of the past. And she navigated her way through the crowd and touched, and calamity of 12 years ended suddenly. That would have happened if she took that action from the day one. Why run around for things that will not help when something that will help is there? How many times have you decided to say, in the next 7 months, I will pray 2 hours every night? And I will be consistent for this matter. 2 hours every night. I'll wake up by 12 midnight. I'll pray from 1 to 2. And I will do so for the next 7 months and check whether the rewarder of those who diligently labor will not reward you. But no, we are not patient enough. We have money to spend. So we don't have patience to wait on him. But you will spend all the money and still come out with nothing. The next one, the number one is foundation is everything. Number two, know who to talk to and know who to run to. While on destiny journey, when you start this journey, maybe your own is to marry. Know who to talk to. Know who to run to. Sir, I have found a woman I want to marry. But this and this and this and this and this. Sir, I have seen a man who wants to marry me. But this and this and this. Sir, there's a business I want to start. Sir, I think I want to relocate from Port Harcourt to Lagos. Know who to run to. Know who to talk to. Look at that woman in verse 22. She called unto her husband and said, send me one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run. I may run to who? To the man of God. That's where I want to go to. Some of us, when challenges come, that's when we remember that there's one powerful man that helped your neighbor. And so you run to him. Your pastor will only be aware when every other thing has collapsed. And the man will start praying, oh God, have mercy. Please deliver me from long prayers. Come when you have not muddled the water up. Deliver your pastor from long prayers. Praise God. Yeah. Some have gone to kiss Satan and come back. She said to the husband, send me a driver. I'm running to the man of God. Matters of destiny is not a discussion for all and sundry. You don't discuss every matter with everybody. If it concerns your destiny, there are people that should not hear it until it happens. Or some of us, we are too fast to break news that they are still making. They are still writing the news. You have already started breaking it. Too fast to bring up breaking news, especially in this era of social media madness. Baby bomb. Only 1 month pregnancy. Baby bomb. Too fast. If you come out too soon, you will disappear without a trace. Know who you can discuss certain Isaac was discussing with Jacob. He didn't know that the ear that was not supposed to hear it heard it. Rebecca heard destiny discussion and she intruded into that discussion and it caused a serious problem in that family. May the ears of those that should not hear about your destiny, let their ears be blocked. Don't be so flippant with your mouth. Matters that matter to who you are, what you will become, is not for all and sundry. Are you hearing me, somebody? Keep certain things in your stomach. The Bible said the mother of Jesus in Matthew chapter 2, when people came to visit Jesus and they gave the boy such massive gift, she was wondering at that kind of gift, but she put them in her heart and said, I'm not going to discuss this matter. She went to the temple to dedicate the young 3-month-old boy. And Simon, the priest, lifted the boy and said, now let us, your servant, depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. This child is set for the rising and the falling again of men. When Mary heard those words, the Bible says she wondered at those words, but she kept them in her heart. Let me watch these words come to pass in this boy. It is not me that will go and announce that, you see, this my child is a danger child. Or if you try him, you will die. They will kill him before you know it. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. We choose the way of the Lord.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. We choose the way of the Lord.
In Luke chapter 8 verse 10, Jesus said, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. That is the mysteries of the kingdom. It's not everyone that is privy to it. So you, there are certain things, keep them to yourself. Brood upon them. Meditate upon them. And let them become figures. Let them become data. Let them become real. Under your meditation, before you even think of discussing it. Friends, there are things I will never say. You will just see it. Because pregnancy cannot hide. So I don't need to announce that I am pregnant. When you know, you know. Praise God. When you see it, you know. So if somebody says, so you were pregnant, you didn't tell me. I didn't need to tell you. When I was lying with my husband, did I have to come and tell you that we are sleeping yesterday night? So why do you want me to announce that I'm pregnant? So you had a job, you didn't tell me. It's not important, sir. Praise God. I told those that are supposed to know. Give me a driver. I am going to see the man of God. Can I ask you, who do you go to see about your destiny matters? Some of us, unfortunately, we discuss our problem with those who are causing the problems. Yeah, those are the people we discuss it with. Those who are actually the architect of the problem are the people we discuss with all the time, because they don't look like they can cause you a problem. And because you cannot see beyond your two physical eyes, it is only where your eyes takes you to, that is where you go. You can't see if you close your two eyes. So you discuss important matters with enemy. There are some details you must leave out deliberately when discussing destiny. When discussing destiny, there are some details. You know, you just say some things and you leave it there. Praise God. Listen, in verse 23 of 2 Kings chapter 4, see what the husband said. And he said, wherefore would thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. The woman didn't even dare discuss the details with her own husband. She didn't say, my dear, come. Oh, my dear, come. It has finally happened. The boy is dead. We are finished. No. The husband said, what is the matter? She said, it shall be well. Was it well in the end? Before the man returned from work, it was well. Because there's a woman who knows how to handle issues. It was already well. The food was cooked and prepared. Praise God. She left out the details. Sometimes when you're on call, there are some details you don't need to discuss. Because some people want to know everything. And then you begin to tell them, this is how it is. This is how it is. No. Praise the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website, www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5600. 3:9. God bless you.